424-8621. That's 524-8621.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Hey, welcome to I Work For Him, the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio, where our ultimate focus is helping you understand that your workplace is your mission field. The transforming of every Christian workplace into a mission field by the end of 2019. Well, maybe that's not going to happen. But just the idea that as Romans 12:2 gets played out, the very changing of your mind, the changing of the way you think, we want you to stop thinking of your workplace as just work, but to recognize that it is a mission field full of places and people that you can do ministry with and to. And we're so excited you've tuned in today. Martha and I are just grateful to have you on the air. And we want to ask you to connect with us.
That's right, Jim. So, you know, one of the newer things that we've been doing that people don't know a whole lot about is our YouTube channel. And really, what I'm using that for is the purpose of just giving little teasers, because we're not videotaping the whole hour that we're on the radio. We're just doing a little highlight reel of what the show is about and what people can anticipate, and just encouraging them to then go get the opportunity to listen to the show on the air. So check out our YouTube channel. You can follow it. It's just I Work For Him. Just like everything else we have, it's I Work the number four him.com.
Oh, no, that's
YouTube. It's a YouTube channel.
Wow. Okay.
So I am sure that it will still be found if you put in the .com, but that's not necessary.
Okay. Sorry. I was listening, but I wasn't listening. Okay. All right. So once a month, we get to have some time with somebody from Office Pride from somewhere in the country. And today we're going to start off with Scott Ramsey. Now, Scott Ramsey is like, he's the guy that talks to people and convinces them that buying a franchise with Office Pride is a great idea, and he helps you make sure you do a really good job implementing. Scott Ramsey, you've been on the show many times, but do I really understand what you do for Office Pride?
You don't at all, no.
Okay.
And that's only because my role has changed. You're actually right, but my role has changed. So, but yes, that's what we do. We love talking with people that have a dream of owning their own business and wanting to do that business in order to reach some goals and dreams that they have in their life.
Wow. Okay. So speaking of goals and dreams in your life, I love how God gets involved in the intimate details of our lives. How have you noticed God working in your life recently, Scott Ramsey?
Oh, my goodness. Well, our Father just keeps surprising me all the time. I have a new position, as I just alluded to, with Office Pride now as a franchise business consultant. And so what I do is I work with franchise owners that have been in the system for 1 year or more to coach them and consult with them on scaling and growing their business to reach their dreams. So that's one thing that, you know, God continually moves me to into situations where he has already prepared, right? Another opportunity, I just love sharing this, Jim and Martha, with you about the Christian Businessman's Connection that I've been involved with. I had the honor of serving on the annual Tampa Bay Leadership Prayer Breakfast Committee. We actually had Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, on the line to come and speak this year, but 2 weeks prior to, he had to cancel and couldn't make it. But we had our Office Pride founder and CEO, Todd Hopkins, who was graciously standing by. He stepped in, hit a home run. We saw 12 salvations, 38 recommitments, and it was held at Armature Works in Tampa. Beautiful venue, 6 a.m. in the morning. We filled the place. It was a great time. So God is just at work all over the place. And, you know, I could go on about what the Lord is doing, but I don't even know half of what he's doing as he's at work behind the scenes that I haven't even seen yet that is I'm just excited about what's going to come out of all that.
So, you know, one of the things we like to highlight when you guys are on the air with us is not only do you guys have a great business model, but you really disciple your business owners. And there's some opportunities in our listener areas, in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia, in Jacksonville and St. Augustine, in Tampa Bay, in Brandon and St. Pete. I know you guys have been trying to find some people to open up a franchise in those areas. Talk about these opportunities.
Yeah. Every one of those areas you just mentioned, we're looking for people who have that dream of owning their own business, and those opportunities are certainly there in those areas. And I'll tell you what, the industry, in the commercial cleaning industry, it's so huge that the opportunities are really endless anywhere across the United States. And so, you know, when we look at Georgia or we look at Virginia or Florida, really, most of the metro areas are big enough to accommodate anybody that wants to start a business as a franchise owner in our system. So, you know, we're talking about a $100 billion industry with millions of commercial square footage space that needs cleaned. So a lot of opportunity there, and I don't know, you know, we can go into some details, you know, if you desire to on what we look for, but that's the opportunities that are out there. It's just endless.
I think we'll talk about those, what you look for in a future segment today, but I want to have you introduce, you invited a guest on with you today. Why don't you introduce her?
Yes, Katie Blondell is with us. She and her husband, Logan, started last year during the summer. They launched their business in our franchise system in Lakeland, in Winter Haven area, in the surrounding areas. And I'll tell you, Katie and Logan, they have their son, Ryder. Katie may share a little more information about her family here after a while, but growing family. And they're just superstars. I mean, in the first year, they're setting the pace with our new franchise owners, and really with our whole system. And the way they're building their business, the employees that they have, and how they're just really making a difference there in the community.
Mm. So, Katie Blondell, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
Well, we're so glad to have you, and I hope our listeners' ears perked up when they heard that you were in the Lakeland Winter Haven area, because we actually are on the air there every day on 102.1. So hopefully some of your friends will be able to listen in local, which is kind of fun.
Your peeps.
And your peeps. That's right.
My peeps.
And they can hear, you know, what God is doing, and you can share that with everyone. So one of the things we love doing, Katie, is getting an opportunity to hear a little bit about your Jesus story so we can get to know you on that level. How did you become a follower of Jesus?
So I, you know, kind of grew up in the church. You know, we'd go to vacation Bible school and we'd go to church every Sunday as a family. But it wasn't until college that I really started to develop a personal relationship with God. And I really realized that I had sort of this God-given potential that I maybe hadn't tapped into before, hadn't really, you know, recognized. And so my husband, who I met in college, was kind of the one to encourage me to kind of just take a step further. And he really was the one to kind of walk with me and, you know, sometimes pull me down the, you know, my walk with Christ and kind of
He pulled you down in your walk with Christ, or he drug you in your walk with Christ?
A little
he
bit
led.
Of both, but, you know, led. Yes. But yeah, I will say now, you know, more than ever, I've really seen, you know, the fruit of really being faithful and being committed to being a follower of Christ. And I've really seen so much of my life and my business kind of transform.
Mm. So let's talk about that for a minute. So at what point in your life did you realize that God cared as much about your Monday as he did about your Sunday?
It was probably in having my son and kind of, he's three, so we're still, you know, in the thick of it. And so just kind of encountering the day-to-day challenges and just kind of knowing, you know, that everything is going to be okay. You know, life can be stressful, but I know that it's all part of the plan. And so I'd say, yeah, definitely, as our family started growing, and we took a more proactive role in inspiring our son to, you know, stop and think and sort of act like a Christian, and you know, be a stronger spirit-led person.
Sure. All right, when we come back, lots more with Katie Blondell and Scott Ramsey from Office Pride. Maybe you've been thinking for a long time that you would like to start a business, and you weren't sure exactly what you wanted to do, but you knew you wanted to serve people and you wanted to help other families flourish. OfficePrideFranchise.com. OfficePrideFranchise.com is absolutely an I Work For Him endorsed opportunity for you to research. Check it out online, OfficePrideFranchise.com. Every month we get to hear from another Office Pride franchise owner whose life is rocketed by Jesus, and you're hearing more today. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at OfficePrideFranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome to the I Work For Him Radio Power Thought for the Day. I'm Jim Brangenberg, host of the I Work For Him Radio program, heard 5 days a week. 72% of people who get up and go to work every day think, nobody cares about me. If you couple that with less than 20% of Americans regularly attending church, you have a whole lot of hurting people that will never experience God's love. So what if we just took God's love to them, gave them a chaplain in the workplace that looks just like them, that meets them where they are, to just listen, pray, and love on them? That's the gospel. Without quoting chapter and verse, that's the gospel. It's biblical. Echoing Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 9, 22 and 23, when I am with those who are weak, I share their weaknesses, for I want to bring the weak to Christ. Yes, I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share in its blessings. Check out bringing a chaplain into your workplace. For more about I Work For Him and how you can listen every day to Christ followers just like you who are living out their faith in their work, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. You're listening to I Work For Him, where we help you connect what you hear on Sunday with what you do Monday through Friday. Or what did you say, Martha, to help you do what on your Monday versus your Sunday?
To see that Monday, God cared just as much about our Monday as he did about our Sunday.
Yeah, to help you realize that God cares just as much about your Monday as your Sunday. And we just got off the phone with somebody whose husband is a pastor at a church. And she goes, I wish everybody in my town could hear I Work For Him because they all expect my husband to do the work of evangelizing the entire community. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our job. The pastor's job in a church, in a Four Walls church, is to equip those of us out there in the marketplaces and workplaces of America to feed into them and to bring truth. That's what you hear every day on I Work For Him, and today will be no different, but we're just so grateful that you've tuned in. We are your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, and you can always check us out online, iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. We would love to hear from you. On a daily basis, almost daily basis, we're playing your questions that you've got that you'd like for us to discuss on the air. So call our listener line and leave a message, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, and leave us a message. and just say, hey, we'd like, I mean, if you listen to yesterday's show, you know we've got some great questions, call-in questions. We'd love to hear from you. Things you'd like us to discuss in the opening segments of most shows, that's what we'd love to hear from you. You know, a little-known fact on iWorkRoom is we broadcast on FM 102.1 in Lakeland every day at 3 o'clock Eastern, Lakeland, Florida. It's important to note that our Lakeland listeners are super appreciative. We have great followers. They're certainly connected to Integrity Business Referrals over there, and we love them. So today, we're talking to one of their own. Katie Blondell is an Office Pride franchise owner in Lakeland, Florida. She's a mother to a son and married to Logan and runs a franchise. It runs Office Pride franchises in Lakeland and Winter Haven. You guys know that we love Office Pride because they make it possible for someone to run their own business with all the answers provided, and it's okay to live out their faith vibrantly throughout the franchise. The franchise is run by Todd Hopkins, who loves Jesus, and many of his franchisees do as well. To control the culture of the franchise, Todd wrote an 82-page book describing the Office Pride culture so that anyone interested knows what they're getting into. We've got a copy of that book we're going to give away today. 866-713-9675. Maybe you're a business owner or an organizational leader and you want to know, how can I tell people what I'd like the culture to be? Well, you could write a book like Todd Hopkins, or you could read his. 866-713-9675. Scott Ramsey, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
You know, let's just tell people the kind of opportunities you guys have available here in, you know, what we're talking, our listening area, greater Tampa Bay, from south of Ocala to north of Fort Myers, all the way over to Disney on a sunny day, and all over the Norfolk, Virginia, Portsmouth, I said it wrong again, the Hampton Roads area of Virginia, Norfolk, I can't say it, Portsmouth, Chesapeake, and Virginia Beach, as well as all over Jacksonville and St. Augustine, the First Coast area, Folkestone, Georgia. You got any opportunities there for people to start an Office Pride franchise?
Yeah, we certainly do. And, you know, all they have to do is get in touch with us. I'm sure they can do that through your website or through here, you know, just by hearing us say that you can go to officepridefranchise.com. And, you know, we're looking for business owners who want to grow and scale their business to reach their dreams through a value-based franchise system. You know, we follow biblical principles, and that's our foundation to building our business. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for them to get started. The great thing about commercial cleaning is that there's a lot lower financial investment as far as supplies and equipment. We do have some basics to get started, but we can work you through all that. So, you know, we're looking at getting people plugged into those very areas that you mentioned and anywhere across the United States, because there's a lot of opportunity.
Well, you know, the beautiful thing that we love about Office Pride is what you guys talk about is if people have goals and dreams in their life, you help them to accomplish them through the ownership of a franchise for Office Pride, but they don't have to figure it all out. You guys have already done all of that sweat equity. You have already, you know, figured out what does and doesn't work well. So when people get a franchise through you guys, it's the opportunity to get started with a really, really good foundation.
Scott, do they have to be a business owner already in order to start a franchise, or could they have been working jobs for somebody else all their life and now they want to start a business?
Yes, exactly. People looking for that opportunity, they could have been a business owner or currently be one in a different type of system of their own independent business. But, you know, I was one of those people that I was stuck in a middle management job, didn't feel like I was fulfilling my potential. I didn't, you know, I wanted to have that dream of being my own owner and having flexibility and reaching some goals and dreams that I couldn't where I was at the time. So I made that jump. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a risk, but that's part of being an entrepreneur. You look at opportunities, you invest in that, you calculate it, and you start moving forward to making it happen. And I hope that Katie could attest to that even.
Well, why don't you reintroduce Katie to our audience again today?
Yeah, Katie Blondell, along with her husband, Logan. She's here with us now. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
They were familiar with our system based on another company that Katie worked with. And in some of her research and connecting with some of our franchise owners, she became interested and made that jump. She and her husband made the investment, started their business, and they've taken off like rockets like superstars, if I could say that, Katie. Mm-hmm. They're really setting the pace for how dreams and goals can be reached through being a business owner that happens to do janitorial commercial cleaning.
Mm, that's awesome. So, Katie, we are so glad to have you on I Work For Him. I want you to tell our listeners the path that God took you on to becoming an Office Pride franchise owner.
Well, as Scott mentioned, I learned about the Office Pride franchise through the company I worked for previously. And I had always wanted to be a business owner, didn't quite know what that meant or how to achieve that or what I wanted to do. But when this kind of came across my path, I looked into it and God opened every single door. I'm not exaggerating. Like, I really didn't feel like it would be possible for us to do something like this, but God made it possible.
So you already had a desire within you to own something of your own.
Yes, yes. I kind of have that like leadership sort of mentality where I knew that that was where God was taking me. And so I have a marketing PR background, and I just felt like in that career path that I was on previously, I really wouldn't have the opportunity to achieve what I knew I could achieve. Like, mm-hmm. My God-given potential probably wouldn't be tapped into in that arena.
Okay, so, but it's one thing to be a marketing professional and another thing running a business. That was a big, that was a big jump. How hard, I mean, and, well, let me just be asked this question first. Why did you choose Office Pride versus another commercial cleaning franchise?
We just felt like the franchisees who we spoke with were so genuine and so honest and so helpful in giving us the information we needed to make the right decision for our family. So it always just felt like a great fit. And we honestly just wanted to start something, have something that we would be proud of. We wanted to bring something unique to the market. And we knew that this being a faith-based commercial heating company owned by two local, husband and wife couples, we knew that this would be something that would be profitable and would definitely be sustainable in Lakeland.
So, Katie, do you and Logan run the operations of the business together, or are you the, what does that look like?
I run the day-to-day operations. I'm kind of a one-woman show at this point. We've been in business for about a year. We do have a few part-time management positions that help us at night, but we have a stellar cleaning staff. I can't say that enough. They're absolutely amazing, and so, but Logan does work full time, so he's not completely in the company yet. But he does do a few things for us throughout the week.
So, okay, but you said your son is 3. So when you started this a year ago, your son was 2, and
yes.
you're a wife and a mom. How are you balancing all of that? Because that's a big deal. You know, and because we're getting close to the end of a segment, I'm going to just have you think on that one, because I really want to make sure that you got a chance to answer that. Because there are a lot of people listening to the show today, a lot of ladies who would like to know, well, how did a mom of a toddler start a business? How is that even possible? All right, Scott Ramsey, you've got some franchise opportunities in our listening area. What cities would you love to expand in really quick?
Yeah, Brandon in Florida. Brandon, St. Pete, Jacksonville, St. Augustine. We're looking at Virginia in the Hampton Roads area. Did I say that right?
Yep.
Anywhere in Georgia, and actually anywhere across the United States. There's a lot of metro areas from as little as 45,000-50,000 in population on up where it's very sustainable to start a business.
All right, we'll be right back with lots more on I Work For Him as we talk with Scott Ramsey and Katie Blondell about, well, Katie's story. She's one of our own right here in Lakeland and Winter Haven. Don't go away. We'll be right back. OfficePrideFranchise.com. Hi, I'm Jim Brangenberg. Martha and I want to thank you for tuning into I Work For Him, your workplace is your mission field radio program.
Will you take the challenge to look at your workplace as your mission field? Then we invite you to join the I Work For Him Nation today.
Consider joining the I Work For Him Nation and watch your workplace transformed by the power of God working through you. Members of the I Work For Him Nation do these things on a daily basis. Start praying for your coworkers and employees by name each and every day. Look for ways to serve those coworkers and employees in the workplace over and above what your job requires. Look for ways to befriend your coworkers or employees outside of the workplace. Be ready to pray with people in the workplace when you see an opportunity, when you see them just a little downcast. But all along, be the best and the brightest example of an employee in your position, a person who seeks and displays excellence all day long.
When you join, we'll send you an I Work For Him Nation covenant for you to post in your workplace to remind you of your high calling at work. We invite you to also extend an invitation to your friends, relatives, acquaintances, neighbors, and coworkers to do the same.
I Work For Him is on a mission to transform the workplaces in every state in the United States for Christ. We interview people from all across our beautiful country to provide the best interviews that highlight Jesus followers trying to figure out how to live out their faith in their work. As you can imagine, producing I Work For Him takes a great deal of time, energy, and financial resources. Become one of 367 and join our fundraising campaign partners and help I Work For Him reach every state in the nation with the message that our work matters to God and our workplace is our mission field. Consider also giving a gift of $25 or more to our ministry, and we'll send you 10 customized I Work For Him Gospels of John. Your donation will enable us to continue our radio program in your area. To join the nation now or donate, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iwork, the number four, him.com, and click on the donate tab.
Now let's get back to I Work For Him.
Yeah, let's get back to I Work For Him. There's all kinds of really cool stuff coming up. Don't miss this. Don't go away. Don't go away. iworkforhim.com.
Come on, Jim. Let's get back to the show.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is expected to drop his bid to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. That's according to a House Republican aide. Mr. Trump will instead pursue other avenues for asking the question after the Supreme Court blocked his efforts. That's according to a current and former administration official familiar with the plans. The president is holding a news conference on the subject on this afternoon. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency is telling people in the southern part of the state to be prepared for heavy rain from Tropical Storm Barry as it pushes northward through the Gulf of Mexico. The agency says people in low-lying areas should have a plan to evacuate before waters rise. Forecasters say the storm could become a hurricane and make landfall in Louisiana. On Wall Street, the Dow by 227 points. That goes to a record 27,088. The NASDAQ down by 7. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen in fine jewelry over the last 25 years has been the growth of jewelry designers. At Underwoods, we're the leader, bringing to North Florida the best names in designer jewelry. In fact, we carry designer lines in a similar way to how clothing stores carry designer labels. The difference is that jewelry designers have to be a little more timeless in their presentations because nobody wants to buy a fine piece of jewelry only to find out the next year it's gone out of style. That's why you'll find at Underwoods the best of the jewelry designer names, those that are tried and true and popular. Names like David Yurman, Roberto Coyne, John Hardy, Marco Bichigo, Jude Francis, Lagos, Ippolita, and a lot more are all available right now at Underwoods.
So if you want the best looks in designer jewelry, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675. Welcome back to I Work For Him as we're talking with Katie Blondell today from Lakeland, Florida. And if you're listening to us on FM 102.1, you got to check her out, Office Pride in Lakeland, Florida. If you just type in Katie Blondell, Office Pride, you'll see her old profile on the Office Pride website. You know, she's got a story to tell as an Office Pride franchisee. And Katie, right before the break, I asked you this question. Okay, a year ago when you bought this franchise, you were a mom of a toddler, a two-year-old. You're a wife. How in the world did you have time and energy and effort to start a business from scratch?
I honestly had to keep, like, the end goal in mind. I knew that if I had a 9-to-5 job that I couldn't make it a soccer practice. I couldn't pick my kids up from school. I couldn't go to, the park in the middle of the day or just take a day off and just spend time with my kids. So having this company, I know, has given me the time that I need to, you know, serve my family in the way that I have always wanted to. So, and I know long term, like within the next maybe 5 years or so, I'll have those management positions in place where I won't be, you know, needing to put so much time in during the day, and I can spend all the time I need with my family and do all the things I need to do around the house, that sort of thing. So this was the plan, and I have always, you know, put my family first, and this has given me the opportunity to do so.
Mm. That's really great, because you're saying keeping the end goal in mind, because it can be very hard to in the moment, because it's busy. You're living mm-hmm. a very busy life, and you're not hiding, you know, you don't have to hide that from anybody. But talk a moment, if you would, you know, so many of us women struggle with trying to be all things to all people. And one way of referring to that is like having the Wonder Woman complex. You know, I need to be do everything with excellence at home, as a wife, in the community, in my work. How are you trying to keep that from just kind of taking over for you?
I'm very good at asking for help.
Ah, so good.
I'm very fortunate to have family here locally to help us take care of our son if we need to, or, you know, hey, can we come over and have dinner at your house? I didn't have time to make anything, you know, that sort of thing. and then my husband is completely 100% on board, you know, and he can do everything I can do and more, you know, with our son and managing a household. So, mm-hmm. Luckily, I have a great support system. But it is tough. It is tough because I have learned to say, no, I can't volunteer there. I can't, you know, we can't do t-ball. We can't do gymnastics. Like, we have to kind of just take it easy and focus on our priorities right now. And so I have learned to kind of pull back the reins.
So do you find that that's not, you know, you're kind of fighting a norm in that way? So speak to our listeners for a moment and just encourage them, whether it's in asking for help or the things to say no to. How can you help our listeners get a little bit of that perspective?
I really feel like self-care is very important for women, and especially for me being a female business owner. I really need to be on my A game. And so having the ability to focus on my priorities is something that I've learned, and that I have had to, you know, really hone in on during the last year.
What does that self-care look like for you?
Honestly, sometimes it's just stopping in the middle of the day and like watching a show on Netflix, or, you know, maybe baking in the weekends, and or like going for a walk in the middle of the day. So just kind of little things here and there, knowing that I'm taking time for myself. Mm-hmm. Or sitting down and, you know, reading my Bible, or, you know, just meditating, that sort of thing.
And that's exactly where I was going to go. How does your faith play a role in what you're doing with Office Pride?
I take a very personal approach to everything that I do in my business. So when I acquire a new customer, you know, they have my cell phone number. I have their cell phone number. I can text them. They feel comfortable, you know, contacting me for whatever reason. And they know they have my word. You know, we will correct any issues. You know, we're going to do exactly what it takes. I'm going to, you know, do what I promised that I would do to serve you and your business. And then same with my employees. I'm helping them reach their financial goals, and I take that very seriously. And so the same amount of kind of commitment that I give to them, they give the same back to me. And so I build that relationship. I build that trust with them. And that kind of all stems back to, you know, just standing in my faith and, you know, living by the Spirit.
Well, and you're encouraged as an Office Pride franchisee owner to live out your faith in your work. I mean, it's you're given permission to say, hey, it's okay. This is the way we do things here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's like very liberating. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced in the workplace.
That's fantastic. Now, Scott Ramsey, you know, on your new title. So what is your new title?
Franchise business consultant.
Franchise business consultant. Okay, all right. I'll write it down so I don't forget that. All right, so your work, you walk alongside franchise owners like Katie Blondell, Katie and Logan Blondell, to help make sure that they're doing as outstandingly as possible. Is that right?
That's right. And, you know, there's a lot of our franchisees that make me look really good, like Katie and Logan, because they have that skill set of being able to lead and manage, and they have a dream that they're going after. They're motivated. So that makes it easy for me, but we help them look at the different aspects of their business to stay on track and to help and encourage and support them any way we can along the way, because our dream is to see their dreams come true.
You know, I think that's one of the things that really sets you guys apart is this whole idea that, okay, they're a year or more down the road, because that's when that role of yours kicks in, Scott. But you're not just status quo. You're not just letting them kind of coast and I should say letting, but you're not allowing that to happen in the sense that you're continuing to ask questions. How can you look at your business and make some changes and tweaks and things like that? And I think that's really impressive because, you know, a lot of people, when they're thinking in terms of franchise, they're thinking, well, they've got my money. They don't care about anything else. I'm on my own. And that is not at all what you've experienced with Office Pride. Is that right, Katie?
No, not at all. But I've had the fortune to work directly with Scott, and he's extremely hands-on and always helping me kind of keep track of my vital signs and knowing sort of where I am with my business. And being a new business owner, you know, someone who does, I don't have a business, you know, background, financial background. You know, there are certain aspects where, you know, I really didn't know what I needed to do. I'm not very comfortable in certain arenas. So
yeah.
Scott, yeah, has been just a huge great support.
How many employees do you have now?
I have about 35.
Wow, that's fantastic. So we're talking today with Katie Blondell. She owns Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services in Lakeland and in Winter Haven. And you could find her online. What, do you have a website that's specifically for you guys?
Yeah. So it's officepride.com/Lakeland-Winter-Haven.
Okay. Or you can just type in, you can Google Katie Blondell Office Pride and it'll go right to her.
That's
but if
right.
you're in our listening area and you own a business and you're looking for a fantastic cleaning service that could come in and take care of your, I mean, commercial space. So you're talking, it could be, do you do manufacturing space or is it only office space?
Yep. Manufacturing.
Yeah, manufacturing.
Medical. Anything. Go ahead, Katie.
Okay. All right, so lots of different opportunities. How do they get a hold of you? I mean, why don't you just give out your phone number?
Sure. So we can be reached at 863-500-7772.
All right, so what are some of the challenges? You mentioned you have 35 employees. What are some of the challenges you face as an Office Pride commercial cleaning services franchisee?
So most of our challenges kind of lie within personnel, HR. So just kind of placing people in the right accounts, in kind of the right fit in terms of the labor involved and the schedule involved, that sort of thing. So sometimes there's a little bit of trial and error there. And then also kind of just keeping our employees encouraged and making sure that they know what they're doing is making a big difference. And
how do you do that? Because I can imagine that you are not on the job with each and every employee. So how do you make sure that they're getting the encouragement and the you know, the pat on the back that they need?
Yeah. So one of the ways we did that is through inspections. So we do a monthly inspection. And so when the reports come back positive, the cleaners receive a bonus, like a cash bonus. And then any time that we kind of ask them to go above and beyond on something like any sort of special task, we make sure to reward them with like a gift card or like a handwritten note, and thank you so much. So, you know, like I mentioned, it is just very personal. And our employees do, you know, do know that if they would like that, this is a long-term position for them, and that they can pay off that credit card, pay off that car they're looking for, because most of our employees have full-time jobs, and this is just supplemental income for them. So they have a lot going on, and so you know, one of my missions is just to kind of come in and make it as easy as possible for them to succeed.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I mean, it's just fantastic, Scott Ramsey. I bet it's great just to hear how your Lakeland Winter Haven franchise owner just loves what she does, cares about her people. But you have franchise owners like this all over the country, don't you? I mean, Katie's not, she's not unusual in your franchise owners.
That's true. So true. And, you know, I equate it like this needs to be kept in perspective, but I equate it like a parent who is very proud of their children. When their children respond without being told to do certain things, they're just doing it. They're putting it into action, and they're, you know, they're being productive in what they do. You just glean, you know, because you're so excited for them and you're so proud of them. That's, and, you know, we see people like Katie and many of our other franchisees doing the job and just, you're reaching their dreams and going after it. It's fun.
It's exciting. Hey, you're listening to the I Work For Him radio show, and we're talking today with Scott Ramsey and Katie Blondell from OfficePrideFranchise.com. OfficePrideFranchise.com. For those of you listening to our affiliates that broadcast our 30-minute program, head to the website, iWorkForHim.com, to get our expanded thoughts and maybe some bonus thoughts from today's guests. For the rest of you, stick around. Martha and I will be right back with those expanded thoughts in a few minutes. Check us out online, iWorkForHim.com.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com.
Would you ever own an abortion clinic? Would you own a business that profits from pornography? Did you know that there's a chance these types of businesses may be found throughout your investment or retirement accounts? Call Luke and Dave with Bel Air Wealth Management today. They specialize in biblically responsible investing options and can align your investment and retirement accounts with God's values. Call Luke and Dave at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. Online at bwmadvisors.com.
Condo fees always increasing? Think Utility Services can help your community stabilize the annual budget and dramatically lower costs. By installing individual unit water meters and only charging residents for the water they consume, your community can decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save on utility costs for over 20 years. Call 888-MY-METER today. Learn more at thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Luke and Dave with Bel Air Wealth Management are longtime supporters of I Work For Him and have a passion for sharing biblically responsible investing with the I Work For Him nation. Have you ever considered that your investment portfolio contains businesses that turn a profit by working in direct opposition to God's Word? Call Luke and Dave at Bel Air Wealth Management at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. And find out if your investment or retirement portfolio aligns with God's heart.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him. We're doing an all-Office Pride show today, but right here in Lakeland, Winter Haven, we're talking to Katie Blondell, franchise owner for Office Pride. And here's why Office Pride helps support the show. They're a sponsor of the show, but what we love about Office Pride is that their franchise owners love Jesus. And in fact, Todd Hopkins wrote about the culture of his organization in a book. It's 82 pages. Now, he's written 5 other books, but this one's all about the culture of Office Pride and why you should become an Office Pride franchise owner. If this fits you, you should do this. We're going to give away a copy of the culture book today, written by Todd Hopkins. call us, the listener line, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. Martha, you got it in your hands. Did you say something about it?
I do. I just wanted to make sure that we were letting the listeners know that this is an opportunity. And I know that they can actually download this on the Office Pride website as well. But we have a hard copy. So if people like to have the book and look at it themselves, it's a great inspiration for whatever field they're currently in, and maybe it will lead them to an Office franchisee.
And what's really cool, let's just say you're running an organization and people are like, what is our culture? Well, if you wrote it in a book, then you'd have to stick by it because it'll be in print. That's a great thing. And that's what Todd Hopkins with Office Pride did. All right, we got Katie Blondell on the line here. She's an Office Pride franchise owner in Lakeland, Florida, where we have listeners on FM 102.1 as well as AM 570 and 910. And we've got Scott Ramsey on. He is basically the franchise consultant that helps everybody to make sure they do a really awesome job. Katie, let me just ask you this question. There's people listening today that are in your territory, that are in Lakeland and Winter Haven, and why should they hire Katie Blondell to do their commercial cleaning?
Well, you know, we were a family business, so we are locally owned and operated, and my husband and I are very hands-on. Both of us train our new hires. We train our employees. They get up to 6 hours of on-site training. So they really become account managers and take ownership over the businesses that they manage. We only hire people who care about what they do. They care about doing high-quality work, and they take pride in what they do. We are very fortunate to have a great team. A great staff, and we are, we're motivated by having that high quality clean, that consistent clean that is kind of lacking in our industry.
Well, I think that those are some great reasons, and I think that for people that are local to you, when you let somebody come in and clean your commercial location, there has to be a high level of trust. And I just hope that people are getting to hear your heart, hear who you are, and say, wow, if that's the owner of the company, then I want to take the next steps in order to have them do my cleaning and to build that relationship with them. So they can find you again by going to the Office Pride website and finding your location, which is Lakeland, Winter Haven. And also, you had shared your phone number, which is 863-500-7772. And so, hey, all you listeners there in the Lakeland, Winter Haven area, pick up that phone and call Office Pride. And no, this is not really just to drum up business for them, but wow, what a great way to make a relationship and find somebody local that you really trust and you know that they're going to be there for the long haul.
All right, so let's just, Katie, Scott, let's let you answer this question. Scott Ramsey, as you own your own, you still own your franchise up in Indiana, right?
That's right, yep.
Okay, so you're an Office Pride franchise owner as well as a consultant. So we've got a bunch of people listening to the show today, and you want to expand in for specifically in Brandon and St. Pete and St. Augustine and Jacksonville, and you would love to in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia, so specifically our listening areas. Speak to the people listening today on why being an Office Pride franchise owner would be a great idea.
Yeah, well, because you can fulfill and live out your dreams. So part of our dream, my wife and I, Carmen, was to grow our business to the point where it would be so well put together that it would run itself. And not necessarily run itself, but the right people in the right places with, our employees would run our business the way it needs to be ran, even if we weren't there. And guess what? We're not. We have a GM and the whole team up there running our business and just knocking the ball out of the park while we're living out our dreams by being down here in warmer weather. That was one of our dreams, and to help other franchise owners within our system of Office Pride. And so we're living out a big part of our dream by being down here and pursuing some other things. So it's exciting to be able to do that and to know that other people have that opportunity, because I tell you, like Katie said, we didn't come from a business background, but Office Pride equipped us and coached us and helped us work through that to be successful business owners. And we can afford that opportunity to anybody that has that dream that fits the culture and wants to get started by doing that.
And the culture we're talking about is the culture within Office Pride. And people can find out more about it at officepride.com or officepridefranchise.com if they're interested in this business opportunity that you're talking about. Scott Ramsey, you have such a unique vantage point because you are both a franchise owner and helping other franchise owners develop their business further. And so, Katie, just has that helped you as you've been talking to Scott, because you know that he's coming from a experience in the same world that you're learning about?
Oh, yeah, tremendously. And the fact that Scott is so accessible, so I can text him or call him at any time. And he, you know, always has some sort of advice or some sort of direction for us. So you never feel like you're alone. I have other franchisees who I can locally, who I can talk to about, you know, certain issues also. So, there is definitely a huge support system.
Neat.
Katie, one of the greatest opportunities about being a business owner in a community, especially a Jesus-following business owner in a community, is you have the opportunity to influence other business owners. And you've got customers who are business owners. How do you see your business impacting the communities of Lakeland and Winter Haven?
I think from day one, we really just wanted to be the change. You know, we wanted to bring something unique to the market in that we are, you know, Christian, family, local business owners coming in and providing a very high quality service. So that's always been our goal.
Well, I think that's, you know, I think it says a lot when you are working within the community that you live in and you are helping so many other families flourish and giving them a great work environment. And it is a unique opportunity because, like you said, you have a lot of employees that this is a supplemental job for them. They have some goals in mind, financial goals, more than likely, that they're trying to live out. And I think, Jim, that's another reason why we get so excited about it, is that it's not just making a buck. It's really not about the cleaning, but that is the service that they're doing. It is all about the cleaning, but it's about that helping the community through the people they employ and the culture that they have and the quality of the work that they're doing. And so we just really are thrilled whenever we can bring on an Office Pride franchise owner to share that story.
It's about flourishing. So Katie Blondell in Lakeland and also Winter Haven, are you involved in any networking, relationship building groups?
I am. So I'm involved in Emerge, which is a young professionals group. And it's a chamber sort of affiliate. I'm also involved in the Junior League, which is a, you know, community outreach organization. I think that's it. Yeah.
Where do you go to get discipleship? I mean, where are you and Logan going to get fed so that you make sure your faith stays at the forefront of everything you're doing?
We attend Grace City Church along with our family, like our extended family. And, you know, we're fortunate that our extended family also is, they have a great, great faith. And so we can come to them with anything, and they can always give us, you know, good kind of spirit-led direction.
That's great stuff. Katie Blondell, thanks for sharing your story and I Work For Him. And I really hope people check you out online, officepride.com/Lakeland-Winter-Haven. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Scott Ramsey, we've got 30 seconds left before I got to say goodbye to you. Talk to the people out there listening about why Office Pride has changed your life.
Yeah, well, it has given us an opportunity to live our faith out in our work, in our business. And, you know, we multiply that out through and to our employees. And, you know, we start our meetings out with devotionals. We pray with our employees. And we hope that through our values, that our customers see that being lived out. And it gives us a chance to really influence the community in a lot of individual ways.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Scott Ramsey, thanks for being on I Work For Him today. Thanks for bringing Office Pride back to I Work For Him. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks for having us.
OfficePrideFranchise.com. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers, our workplace. It's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
America's First News with Gordon Deal at 5 a.m., Hugh Hewitt at 6, Del Wamsley at noon, Dave Ramsey at 2, and Larry Elder at 6 p.m. This is Talk 100.3.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com, handyman.homeadvisor.com.
FM 100.3, W262